Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. Find us out on the internet, anywhere at Baltimore Positive, anywhere social media travels. And of course, Luke will be following all things Orioles and Ravens as we get into this. Next week is our Cup of Soup or Bowl. That is our week. We're going to be stocking local pantries beginning on Monday at Costas and Dundalk. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I have my final Ravens scratch off, and I will not be giving these away. I'll have the monopolies to give away for Cup of Super Bowl. We thought we were going to the Super Bowl, the big game, and I picked up my Derrick Henry Aller jersey, and I've been wearing this, and apparently it was bad luck to the kids on the internet. I didn't drop the ball. I wasn't even there to ask questions, although I was there a long, long time ago in Orchard Park, Rich Stadium, back during the K-Gun. We're going up to Buffalo right now and talk to a couple young folks that I'm excited to meet for a lot of reasons. They've become an internet sensation in Baltimore, whether they realize that or not. I don't know if it's a sensation in Buffalo when the team is going to the Super Bowl, so they got that going on, right? But these are two young folks at Canisius University. I'm blessed that Audrey from the university there wrote me a note in the middle of the week and said, "Hey, these two young people that everybody's talking about in Buffalo that have crowdfunded this Mark Andrews thing," and I wrote a scathing column about Mark Andrews not being accountable after the game, but certainly I like Mark Andrews. And as I wrote in my column at Columnist, you can read that at Baltimore Positive as well. I'm not anti-Mark Andrews. I'm pro-media and pro-accountability. And there'll be time for all of that. But what's going on right now is raising a lot of money. I mean, I don't know the number. I feel like Ed McMahon back in the Jerry Lewis days and said, "Give me a tip," because every time I look up, there's more money and there's more money. And these are Bills fans, diehard Bills fans. Nick Howard and Ryan Pitota saw an opportunity to change the narrative. I'm reading right from the press release because it's good this way. I never do this, Audrey. Just so you know, I'm doing this for you and for Canisius. When social media turned hostile, and it did get hostile, my column is professional and not hostile. People are just awful when it comes to dropping a ball and gambling, just all sorts of things. And we all know what happened in the game, but these kids started a GoFundMe campaign to raise money. And this is where the room may get a little dusty. It's for Breakthrough T1D. It's a charity close to Mark's heart. Mark is a diabetic. My wife has been a diabetic since she's 18. My wife's 52, but looks 25. Ask her, ask anybody. And this campaign's here, and these two young folks are here. They've joined me from their very, very busy educational schedule here during a week where I'm sure, like, I wouldn't even go into class this week if my team's going to Super Bowl. Ryan Pitota's here and Nick is here. Hi, guys. Welcome in. I love your town. I'm rooting for you, if that matters. I don't care who you're playing. Lord knows if you're playing the former Landover Largo Jack Kent Cook Burgundy and Golds, not to mention Philly. We don't like Philly, really. They're cheesesteaks, but we don't like them. So we're all about you. And this is before you guys did something really, really kind. So Ryan, Nick, who's the spokesman here? Who started this real thing for real?
So I started it. I had the idea of starting it up.
You're Nick.
Yes, Nick.
Give
Nick, you're Nick.
me, so obviously, were you both at the game? Let's start with that.
Nick was
So,
at the game.
yeah.
Nick was at the game. Ryan was not at the game. All right.
I was
So
watching from home.
you're watching at home like everybody else is watching at home. The ball hits the turf. Bad things happen. I'm watching the press conferences. We're all up all night. I've been a therapist here without realizing it for about 30 years. I did sports radio with phone calls here all of my life. So after every bad loss, and you're young people, but you maybe remember the Billy Cundiff missing a field goal. We had our own Lee Norwood. You're too young to remember Norwood. Thank God you were born when you were born, because you missed out on some stuff that it was fun. We had a good time in Buffalo back then. But this is, a first go round for young people in your community. And Nick, I mean, you're at the game. Give me the vibe about just how freaking cold it was, how the game was really in the balance. It was a great, great football game.
Oh yeah, it was a wonderful game. The first half, you had the Buffalo Bills who had pretty much control of the whole thing, and then the second half, the Ravens started to come back, and it was down to the wire. Last minute, 2-point conversion dropped, and that's what ended the game, really.
Now, Ryan, how do you guys know each other? Give me a little background on this, because you're home. He had the tickets to the game. I don't know, man. You felt like you were left out. I tried to talk my wife and Luke into going to Buffalo. We have reporter issues. We were going to go to Kansas City and then on to New Orleans. I had to cancel my flights, which, it's your fault. But we were going to come up to Buffalo, and the weather and the cold and all of that. I mean, I'm hardy and all, and I've sat in cold. I've sat in colder than that game lots when I was young and, beautiful in college like you guys. But you were home watching on TV. Give me the background on your relationship and on how this whole thing started, because you're obviously good-hearted kids.
Yeah, thank you so much. where do we start? So we started this Instagram page back when the Bills played their preseason game back in August, one of their first preseason games with the Bears. And that's when we started this Instagram page. Nick asked me one day, what are your thoughts on starting an Instagram page that would cover the Bills and, post Bills content and et cetera? And I was like, oh,
I'm
I'm
having some
totally down.
audio problems with you. Nick, pick the story up for me. I'm really having a trouble getting Ryan's audio to work on his end.
Okay, sorry
Sorry.
about that.
No, you're good. All right, so basically, it's our second year at Canisius. I'm a sophomore. We're both sophomores, and I met him through a friend of a friend. And I first when I came here, there wasn't a lot of Bills fans that I knew. My roommate's a Bengals fan, and my other roommates are Broncos and Colts fans. So I wanted a Bills fan to watch a game with. So that's how I found Ryan. I found out he was a Bills fan, so I invited him for some games,
How hard can it
and.
be to find Bills fans in Buffalo?
I know, right?
Well, I guess
Fair.
when you're in college, can you hear me, by the
Yes,
way,
I hear you now.
Kevin?
Yes, go ahead, bud.
Okay, good. Yeah, so, I mean, there is a lot of Bills fans, but I guess when you're in college, a lot of out-of-towners want to come to Buffalo, and you're not going to find many Bills fans, I guess, having people coming from out of town.
Well, it's a good time to be a Bills fan. I mean, to be young
Absolutely.
and to be into this with Josh Allen and what it would mean for the community. And when I talk to young people, even here, we've won a couple of Super Bowls here. They've been a decade apart, 12 years apart. And now it's been about that long for us. And we've experienced these disappointments with Lamar. And you see this disappointment. Now, Nick, you're at the game. The place is going crazy. Ryan, you're home. You're watching this. And you're
Ken,
part of this fan
Ken,
club,
Ken.
correct? I mean, you're like a little group of folks at your university that watches the Bills.
Yeah. I was at the game. It was super electric. I mean, I had my reaction on my social media out there, our social media, and I was screaming the whole game. And when we finally won it, that last kneel for Josh Allen, I was just screaming for it. It felt like an hour.
Okay, so the game ends. You Young folks are out on the socials, and you start to see some things about bullying and threats and just crazy stuff. And look, we all would like to think we're the champion is going to catch the ball and win the championship. And as I wrote, I mean, Mark Andrews is the kind of guy you would think will be catching the Super Bowl winning catch. He's been that kind of player in the history here for all of it. And he still might be that guy. And I guess that was my point, is sort of like, dust off, you come back. He's got a lot of football left in him. But you guys took this thing to heart at some point Monday morning, Nick? You tell me.
Yeah, Monday morning is approximately the time it went up.
Ryan, give me the background on this and your maybe research on what Mark Andrews's charity would be about and why you earmarked this for Breakthrough.
Yeah, so we saw that Mark Andrews is really close with breakthrough, excuse me, type 1 diabetes. Phil Yates put out a story, Adam Schefter put out a story of Mark Andrews is really close with this organization. And we saw Mark Andrews, especially on Twitter, on my end, he was getting a lot of threats, death threats, and there is a whole trend that was going on X of a lot of very nasty comments, and I mean, it was very despicable in my opinion. But anyways, we wanted to start this, GoFundMe, bring we saw his what or his fiance, basically shut down her social media because she was getting all this threats from Mark Andrews, and we wanted to make a difference in that. We wanted to say, hey, this is more than a game. It's just a game, really. In all honesty, this is a lot more than a game. I mean, we got to do better than this as a society. And Bills, I mean, us Bills fans, we wanted to make a difference. So we started this GoFundMe, trying to see. Had a really small goal to begin with, and we never would have thought this would take off like this, honestly. I mean, it's
So you
just
were trying to do
more.
$5,000, right? When did you hit 5,000? Like, when did you hit start, send, go, publish, and then Then why? I said, you young guys don't know about Ed McMahon, but Ed McMahon every Labor Day would look at the timpani for the money for muscular dystrophy, and the number would jump. I mean, that's really kind of been the fun part of this and watching this. And then the Ravens fans obviously got involved on Monday. You got a lot of media coverage on Tuesday and Wednesday. You're now visiting with me, and I'm grateful. What can folks do, Nick?
So folks can they can go to our bio and Instagram on at the Buffalo Brief, and there's a link in the bio they can donate at. Anything helps, $1, it doesn't matter, even if they just share the link with other friends, that helps tremendously. As we can get exposure, that we've gotten plenty of exposure with it. That's what helped it reach its initial goal. And backing on to your question, I think we reached that goal. Well, let's say it started, we started the post at, I'd say, around 11 o'clock in the morning on Monday. And then I'd say by night, by like afternoon, we hit the 5,000 mark, just from the small bits of help from local Bills pages and stuff. And then I'd say Tuesday is when it really blew up and you started seeing all the big names like Adam Schefter and NFL CBS start posting it and everything.
Ryan Pitota is here, as well as Nick Howard. They're two different voices. You'll hear them here. You'll see them out on our social media and their Instagram pages. And so you started this back in the summer as
Yes.
just an online chat, right? I mean, just there's no website, there's no
Yeah, just a
gatherings,
little.
there's not a podcast, there's none of that. It's just
Yeah.
friends gathering, correct?
Exactly. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I hope you get a couple more weeks of gathering here. And I know one of you guys is a journalism guy. Is that you, Ryan?
That's me. Absolutely.
So
That's
what are you
me.
going to be when you grow up? I've done this for 4 decades. What do you want to know about not getting into this industry?
Well, I mean, obviously the things have changed, you know, in the podcasting world nowadays. I mean, we're obviously sitting here doing a podcast and show with you. I mean, thank you so much for your taking your time and everything. I mean, this is just surreal because growing up, I've always followed, you know, big podcast pages or sports radio talk and everything, talking about the Bills. I mean, I followed out of town sports, so I always was intrigued of, oh, what is the Ravens radio station gotta say about the Bills this upcoming Sunday? What is, let's say the Bills play the Eagles, what is Philadelphia radio station gotta say about the Bills? What is
You're the
Pittsburgh?
guy we make content for here. You're the guy
Exactly.
that we previewed the game all last week. I came to your community last week. I had Vic Carucci on.
Oh,
I had
wow.
Sal Capaccio on.
Wow.
I mean, you know, I mean, so
Wow.
I've been doing this a long time. Steve Tasker, tell him I'm looking for him. Tell Tasker I'm looking for him. But in all sincerity, I mean, I love your community and I love the spirit. And
Yeah.
it's not shocking to me that anybody young in your community would be smitten by the Bills or the Sabres. And I know they're in a little in a down. And one of my longtime executive producers is from the Syracuse area. One of my dear friends, Marty Conway's from that area. I mean, everyone from there west adopts the Buffalo Bills and has. And this has been a period where it was tough sledding for 17 years. You know, I've had a
Yes.
lot of journalists on this week talking about the years where there was now, you know, stadiums coming up in the parking lot. You're having all this success, maybe a Super Bowl, maybe a Super Bowl victory by the time people are hearing this and finding this on the other side. Nick, for you with Bills fandom and coming to Canisius, because I want somebody to talk about Canisius a little bit because they've been nice enough to set this up. And I got a Canisius story. I'll save that to the end because it involves a girl. But on your campus, it's not Bill centric at this point. The whole place isn't red and blue. I always think
That's
Zubaz
crazy.
when it comes to Bills fans. That's just me being a smart ass.
I mean, first off, shout out to Canisius for setting this up. They're amazing. They were my first choice, and I'm actually also from out of state. I'm from Florida, and I
So you've
actually had.
adopted the Bills. They're not your team.
No, they've been my team my whole life, I'd say.
Ryan,
Because
where are you from?
I'm from a suburb in Buffalo in Lancaster, New York, which
Oh, all
is
right. So
about
you're a
20.
Buffalonian. You're okay. Got it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm trying to
Absolutely.
figure out how the, you come at this on. So you're kind of showing the Florida kid the road. Florida kid in Buffalo. No wonder you're wearing a hat, dude.
Yeah. So I'm from Florida, but I've been a Bills fan my whole life because my parents are originally from Buffalo and I have all kinds of family up here. So I've gone to the Jim Kelly football camps when I was younger and everything. I've been Bills fan through and through. I
So
do not
that's
like
why
football.
you went to college in Buffalo because you're a Bills fan.
Yes, correct.
I grew up a Houston Oilers fan. Even though I'm from Baltimore, I had Colts stuff, and we lost our team, obviously, when I was 16 years old. But if I could have done anything in life, I would have lived at the Astrodome. I mean, and I had John McClain on this week, who's a long time. He's the Hall of Fame voter from Houston who presents and votes and does all that stuff. And I wore this for him. And of course, it's sacrilege because of the whole Houston Nashville thing and all of that. But yeah, I mean, I love the Oilers that much as a young person that I would have driven to Buffalo to watch them blow the biggest lead, and I would have done all. I would, you know, it's been. I fell in love in Buffalo. So my Kenesha story, it's not a happy ending story, but it needs to be told with two Kenesha's kids. Ryan Pitota is here. Nick Howard's here. These are the two young people who saw this opportunity to change the narrative with Mark Andrews, and that you've been reading about him, hearing about their. You don't look like mafia. I don't know to me, but I even put in the chat Bill's Mafia. So the headline's going to say Bill's Mafia. We'll get to all of that because you don't even look like junior mafia to me. So long story, 35 years ago, I had my cousin was getting married in, it was like Huntsville, Alabama. It's like in the middle of some place. Now it's Montgomery. It was Montgomery. I apologize because it's down south. Jimmy Buffett land, Montgomery. And I had to fly through Nashville. This is like a long time ago. And I'm in the airport and I met a pretty girl. And so this is 1989. I'm 20 years old, 20. This girl's 20. How old are you guys? Ryan, how old are you?
I'm 20 years old,
And
so
Nick, you are?
I'm 19.
All right, this will come perfect for you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make this mistake, all right? Don't do this. But I was in the Nashville airport. I met a pretty girl and we were kind of hitting it off and we're BSing. And I'm like, where are you going? She's like, Montgomery, Alabama. I'm like, that's where I'm going. She's like, no, no way. And this is in the days when the little planes had 20 seats when you flew out of Nashville, you know, little tiny planes, right? And we both were sitting there and we were like talking and talking. And where do you go to school? She said, Canisius. And I'm like, so I did I was a newspaper agate guy when I was a kid. So I saw every Division III, II, I basket teams, names, and I'd seen it, but I didn't know where it was. This is before the internet. She's like, yeah, it's in Buffalo. And I'm like, ah, cool. So we're hitting it off, we're hitting it off. And we talked so long, we both missed our flight. So we're now, there's
Oh.
not another flight to Montgomery. You know what I mean? Like the next one's like, so I missed my cousin's wedding. And this girl and I were at the counter. We're like, we missed our flight. Both of us. I never spoke to her again. So they're wah, wah, wah. So that was 36 years ago, 35. So that's my only Kenesha story. But I have been on your campus. It's lovely. Buffalo, I hear it's beautiful this time of year. It certainly looked good last week. So goals on this, give me the, you're not shutting this down, right? Like this thing, well,
No.
what, Ryan, what happens here? Because I'm going to go to the website. I didn't want to begin the segment and get the number because by the time it ends, it'd be different. I just want to give the number when I sign off. So when anybody finds us on the internet, they can go up and see that it's more because it's growing like literally every hour, right?
Yeah, it's almost at 100,000 what I checked before we came on.
All right. Well, tell everybody where they can go and how they can get involved in doing this because everybody in Baltimore wants to be involved because we've seen you nice folks in Western New York rally behind our tight end, and we appreciate that, even though you're still playing football and we're not. But so how can they help? Nick, give it to me.
Yes. You can go either to our Instagram bio at the Buffalo Brief. There'll be a link there, or you could just look it directly up on the GoFundMe website. It's one of the top fundraisers there too.
Oh, so that's easy. Just go, like, man, success breeds success, I would say. All right. So I'm going to leave this part for the end. And if anybody's listening after the game on Sunday and these two kids can't come out of their rooms for a couple of weeks, what? Hey man, I'm here, right? We thought we were going to the Super Bowl too, right? And so this whole thing started with Mark Andrews, right? In my column of professionalism and all that stuff. It's how it all started. And by the way, the campaign is for Breakthrough. This is a diabetes group, and I'm going to promote that. I'm going to invite them on, do all of that. Probably invite my wife. My wife's really under the weather. My wife wanted to say thank you to both of you. She's sick as hell, and I was going to bring her. I'm like, but when she gets better, we're going to bring the Breakthrough people on and try to do. Because my wife has a Dexcom, same as Mark. So when I was in the locker room for years, when Mark was a rookie in his early days, that Dexcom was a brand new device. Like nobody had ever worn it. My wife had it, and he had it like first 6 months, 8 months, it was on the market. It's a testing device that allows my wife on her iPhone to know her number 24 hours a day. So
Wow.
it's a, so from a diabetic standpoint, diabetes has affected my life from the minute I met my wife 22 years ago, next week, to now. So I mean, this is a serious, insidious disease. It takes lives. It is from a management standpoint, and I wrote this, what Mark Andrews goes through as a professional athlete is inspiring. And I told Jason Johnson that before that, who was a pitcher for the Orioles years ago. And this is when it was needles and kits and lots of different things. I've seen how far the industry has gone in my marriage to my wife, in needles and kits and orange juice and passing out and sugar tablets, and to where my wife's sugar is, after two leukemia bone marrow transplants, very, very manageable, even when she's ill. So thank you. I just want to say that to you kids. So all right, to the game, to the game, to the games. What would it mean? And this isn't for you, Nick, you transplant, but you do have family there. So, but Ryan, kid from Lancaster, near Depew in Cheektowaga, just south of North Tonawanda, around the corner from Amherst, where I once fell in love in Buffalo. What does it mean to your community? And give me a little lowdown on your family, because like, you win the Super Bowl 2 weeks from now, like, you're gonna cry. I promise you. I
Oh,
cried in
absolutely.
01, I cried in 13. I've cried when they've won, and I've cried when they lose. I didn't cry this time when we lost. I'm further removed, but I cried when the Oilers lost up in Buffalo. I promise you that, when I was your
Wow.
age. But
Yeah.
winning, what does it mean to your community, Ryan?
Oh my goodness, it means so much to this community because if you go down the street and you've probably seen it for yourself, Mester, you're gonna see, I mean, there's Bills flags everywhere. And I mean, it's the if you go down any street, you're gonna say, oh, there's a Bills flag. I mean, this neighborhood's lit up in red and blue. I mean, that is just the dedication of this fan base to the Bills. I mean, I'm sure the Sabres were a lot better than what they are right now, and they I'm sure it'd be the same thing. But I mean, it would mean so much to this community. I mean, there's no really major sports championship. I mean, we have national claws. We have the Bandits. They've won back-to-back NLL championships, and even that means so much to this community, because even if it's a small team, they're winning something for the city. I mean, it's just incredible. So winning a Super Bowl for the city of Buffalo would mean a ton. I don't even know. I can't even imagine what that would feel like, what
All
I
right, here's
would
what we're
feel like.
gonna do. You guys win the Super Bowl, I'm in for crab cakes for you kids. I'm gonna send you some. I don't know, like what I'm gonna. I might send you Fadley's, Costa's, Coca. Just ship them all to you, all of our sponsors, and just say have one of each. Because if I came up, Nick, if I come up there, and I know you're a transplant, if I come up for wings, you probably got two or three places to take me, right? There's not just one wing place, right?
Oh no, I know tons. I know tons of food places. I might know more than Ryan there. I mean, I've been to
Definitely, you would
Buffalo
know more.
plenty times in my life.
So what would it mean to your family? Give me your background, 'cause, and what part of Florida are you from? Hopefully the cold part.
Oh no, I'm from South Florida. I'm in a little town called Weston.
I know Weston. I've spent many nights in Weston. I have dear friends in Weston. You got three things in Weston: freeway, alligators, and swamp. And mosquitoes, fourth thing. A lot of mosquitoes.
There's alligators in my backyard all the time.
You know what's weird is that my buddy from Weston, that lives in Weston his whole life, his daughter, I've had her on the show a couple months ago. She's a very accomplished musician. She's beautiful. That he is from Rochester and was a Bills fan all of his life, but planted in Miami 30 years ago, and just has adopted the Dolphins, adopted the Mar. You know what I mean? He's a South Florida guy, but he's really at heart. All of his childhood memories are O.J. Simpson and, you know, and Jim Kelly and the Bills, and all that. So, but I mean, I for your community, it's so special. It's so different. And I'll just give you a little. I want to give a shout out, not just to Canisius and everybody in Buffalo, but one of my dear friends, Mike Sprada, who's a lifer friend of mine. If you get any chance, you young folks, Ryan, you're a journalist. Go check out my piece last week from Baltimore Positive with Mike Bellani and Mike Rosigliano. Mike Rosigliano, legendary sports cartoonist at the Buffalo Courier Express. Met his wife at Buff State, a Buffalonian. He's got the whole, like, water buffalo hat thing going on and the secret handshake. Belani ran the Bisons when the original baseball stadium opened in the late 80s when I fell in love in Buffalo and when the K-Gum was going on. So there's a deep, rich history I have with your town and with coming into your town. And I love Toronto and I love all of you Canadians, especially since Monday. I'm very available. Peace Bridge. So I would say to you, I come up all the time, and when I land at the airport, first thing, get my rental car in a little shack there, and I drive out and make a red light. It's always cold as hell, even in July, and I'm always headed to Toronto to drink beer with Geddy Lee. And I make a right-hand turn, and there's friggin' buffaloes out on the freeway, these giant buffaloes from this promotion from 20 years ago. And then I make the right turn and I go up toward Williamsville. And there's a breakfast joint up in Williamsville, right on the main square up there that it's right next to a great record store. And I wind up going there and having eggs and breakfast every morning. And on my way, there's a sub shop. And a lot of times I'm kidding about summer. A lot of times I come in football season. Like I went up to a Geddy Lee thing in Toronto. It's always October, November, December. And the sub shop that I drive by, and I want to look it up and plug it, but I'm like BSing with you and I don't want to Google map you while I'm doing it. But the sub shop always has a sign that some big F you to whoever they played last week or whoever they're going to beat this week. And
Oh
every time I come through, I don't, it's in Williamsville. It's between the airport and Williamsville. So wherever it is, it's on one of the little roads, neighborhood, Italian, cold cut sub shop, wings, the pizza, the deal. And I just, it's got a pro Bills, F you to the Jets kind of message. And I
boy.
just love everything about your community in that way. And, including the spirit that you both have brought to this campaign. So, thank you. Ryan Pitota is here. Nick is here. Nick Howard is here. They put this thing together. Last parting shot. Ryan, are you going to win the Super Bowl?
I hope so. I mean, if there's any team that I would love to play, I would love to see a Bills Eagles Super Bowl because I have family. I mean, my dad's from Philadelphia area, so that would mean so much to my family if it's Bills Eagles Super Bowl. But Washington, I mean, I would be happy with that too. I mean, you guys rival with Washington too as the Beltway area too.
Well, we're not fans of them, just so you know. Yeah, I mean, we don't no. No. I mean, this is unthinkable for us that that could happen. I was at that Super Bowl when Thurman Thomas left his helmet. I was right on the 50-yard line for that one at the Metrodome. I've been calling them the Maryland Commanders this week just to be fresh because they play in our state, but I mean, that kid can play, and I'm worried, but that kid can play. Nick, parting shot. Am I going to be shipping you crab cakes on February 10th, 11th, 12th there? Are you going to be hungry?
Knock on wood. I hope we do. I hope we do get them.
I'll probably ship you crab cakes either way. And if you do win the Super Bowl, promise you'll come back on and we'll recap all the stuff that you did for Mark Andrews. And
We
I can at
definitely
least doff
will.
my cap to you guys and maybe I'll buy you eggs. And I got to give a shout out to that place, man. Hold on. I got to find breakfast. I'm just going to Google it. Breakfast in Williams. It's Williamsville, right? Williamsville, New York. I'll find the place. It had a really creative, fun name.
Hopefully they're still in
Well,
business.
no. This place has got to be there. It was too good. It's always packed. All right, I'll plug that on the next one. I'll send them crab cakes too because he made me a beautiful omelet last time. My thanks to Ryan Pitota. You guys got to go back to class. I have no class. Fake it till you make it here through Sunday, and call in sick on Monday if you win on Sunday. It's okay to celebrate a Super Bowl in Buffalo. All right, fellas.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
Thank
for
you
doing
so
great work.
much.
And
Go Bills.
you don't want to be a journalist, Ryan. That's my parting shot to you. What
Yeah.
began as a tough loss for the Ravens on Sundays turned into an inspiring story of sportsmanship and generosity, thanks to these two nice guys from Kinesis University. They're students who are also diehard Bills fans. They started an Instagram page. This thing went crazy. They started a GoFundMe page on Monday after Andrews dropped the ball. It is Breakthrough T1D. It's a charity close to Andrews' heart. I've read about it. I've talked about it. The Dexcom, my wife, and all that. Almost 100 grand. Get it over 100 grand. And for all of you out there, go find these kids out on the internet. And my thanks to Audrey up at Canisius for setting this up. Canisius, what is your fighting team's nickname? Tell everybody what they are. Is that
The
the
Golden
banner behind you?
Griffins.
What is that, Ryan?
The Golden Griffins.
The Golden Griffin. Is that a Sabres behind you, or what is that thing behind you?
That's a
I
Sabre.
only saw the bottom of it. And when I see the Sabres logo, I still think of the blue and gold, dude. And them playing at the Odd. Oh my God, I saw them beat the hell out of the Flyers on New Year's Eve at the Odd one night. Oh, it was nothing like hockey. Old time hockey, you know what I'm saying? Nick and Ryan, my appreciation. You guys are real good sports fans too. And Audrey was worried if we were going to promote Canisius, and every time Nick pops up, he's got the big Canisius. I hope you guys make the tournament. I'm pulling for you now. I mean, you got bad weather, and fingers crossed the Super Bowl coming to Buffalo. Back for more. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. These kids got to go back to class. I got to go back to eating chicken wings and shipping them crab cakes.